All right, got another email question here. Someone read some of our publications regarding when you discharge debt, that your credit report will be messed up. I think the words that were in there was messed up for at least a little while. And someone asked me a question and basically said, well, if what you're doing is legit and what you're doing is really discharging it, if what you're doing is really bringing the balance to zero, how would it mess up my credit report if everything you're doing is correct and everything you're doing is legit? It's a fair question. It's a fair question, and I will assure you that after listening to my answer, you will be happy with my response. For people who ask this question, you're obviously not in the credit repair field. You're obviously not in the credit score improvement business. There are lots of businesses out there. Pretty much you have to be licensed in order to do them. But there are credit repair companies, credit score improvement companies. There are companies that add authorized user trade lines to your credit report that help basically. They got other individuals or other companies that are paying their bills on time on these big corporate accounts. And by you paying them a fee, say like $1,000 or $2,000, they will add your name as a signer on their monthly account with their phone company, with their electric company, with their leasing company, with their equipment company, whatever it is. And because that company is paying their bills on time and writing all the checks, technically, you are like a co-signer on their account. Just like if you know, husband and wife share both being a signer on a bank account or both being an account owner on a cell phone bill or on your mortgage payment, the check can come and be signed by either of both people. So they're adding you and probably 10, 15, 20 other people at a clip as authorized signers on these accounts, and they're taking care of the bills for you. You don't even have access to the bills, but they pay them for you, and it just helps your credit because it goes on your credit report. It gets picked up by your credit report. It looks like you're paying your bills on time because someone else is doing it for you, and you're paying for the ability to allow your name to be added onto a positive, good standing account that has its bills being paid on the time. So it actually helps your credit score. That's called an authorized user trade line. Okay. There are lots of other techniques, secrets of the trade, tools of the trade on how to improve your credit score. I happen to know a lot about it. It's not my expertise, but I know enough about it to sell it. Although we don't really have a lot of business in that, but I've scouted dozens of these companies. Me and my partners have scouted lots of these companies, and we basically do a referral service because we don't do the credit repair in-house. We don't do the credit score improvement in-house, but I have applications and I can review the applications because I know all about the business and I know all about the criteria, and I then do an outsource and refer to people that I've personally vetted and personally seen get results. By the way, I've also created my own credit do-it-yourself packages. If you go to on our website, understandcontractlawandyouwin.com, you go to all products, there is a do-it-yourself credit repair kit on there. I think it's for sale now. We don't really sell a lot of them. I don't know if people notice them, but it's a very, very effective product. I think it's $600, but it's on sale now for $450, and you can actually learn and do it yourself. Doesn't necessarily help you to remove bankruptcies, judgments, liens, arrest records, and really serious stuff off your credit report, but it does help you to remove charge-offs, debt collector, third-party debt collector accounts, and things of that nature. Okay, so the devil is in the details. So read the page and read what it covers and read what it doesn't cover, but it doesn't cover some of those hard things like bankruptcies and whatever. If you need to remove bankruptcies, judgments, things like that, then you need to really work with an expert who has the skills and capacity to remove those things. And then I would get with us to work with the credit repair companies that we've personally vetted and personally used and personally see that they get the job done. So, I happen to know a lot about credit scores and things like that. For those of you who know a lot less about credit scores and credit repair, it's okay to ask a silly question. Okay, so the silly question is, and I'll explain to you why it kind of is a silly question, but why does your credit score get, I don't know about messed up is the right word, but listen, I talk in slang sometimes. I'm a cut to the chase. You know, I don't want to waste people's time. I have that type of, you know, New York, I don't want to waste your time type of an attitude. Let me just give you the direct answer. So I tend to use slang a little bit. And so when I say it gets messed up for a little while, listen, there's so many factors to your credit score, okay? And what you have to realize is that, where did my screen go? When you pay off your bills, forget about any discharges or anything like that. If you were to pay off your credit card, pay off your auto loan, pay off your mortgage, your credit score numbers, you know, with Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, your credit score, say if it's a 700, will probably go down to a 650 if you pay off your bills. If you think you're doing the right thing, you think, oh, I got the money to pay off my auto loan, oh, I have the money to pay off my mortgage, oh, I got the money to pay off my credit cards. If you pay everything off, especially the accounts will be closed on the auto loan and the mortgage, the credit cards, if you pay it down to zero, the account's not gonna close, the account's gonna still be open. But that doesn't help you on a credit score. That might help you on feeling better about, I have no debt, okay? There's two separate things. This is, I keep beating this into people's heads and some people just don't get it. There's a lot of misinformation out there, or people just haven't. It's really the fault of the public school system, which is why we should create alternative schools and in the meantime do homeschools, but that's kind of a tangent. But, you know, how come they never teach 15-year-olds? There's a difference between owing the debt and having your credit score look good. Your credit score is just a report card. It's just a report card. It doesn't really reflect whether, okay, think about this in school. When you went to high school, junior high, grade school, and you got, or college, and you got your report cards. Your report card isn't always accurate. It's not a description of whether you learned the information, right? I remember in high school, I had a class that I basically flunked, and the teacher gave me a C+. Because they felt bad for me. That's happened a number of times. Has that happened to any of you? So do you see how a credit score report card from the three credit bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, is just a freaking report card? It's not necessarily accurate as to whether or not you have outstanding debts that are not on the report card, you paid off outstanding debts that are on the report card, etc. So what the credit bureaus allow and what federal law passed by Congress mandates is that the consumer can file a dispute with the credit bureaus, whichever ones are reporting in a fashion that you think is inaccurate, and that they will investigate. And they will give the other party that's reporting to the bureau, putting that information on your report card, an opportunity of 30 days or so, sometimes longer, in order to produce the proof and substantiate the claim of what they're reporting on your report card. So it's just a report card. It could be inaccurate, it could be accurate, it could work in your favor, work against your favor. Now, with that aside, when you pay your debts off, it just lowers your credit score. Forget about discharging and all this stuff. When you pay your debts off, especially if you close accounts by paying off auto loans and mortgages and different things that are gonna close accounts, it lowers your credit score. It doesn't mean that you're a bad consumer. It doesn't mean that you're a bad citizen. It doesn't mean that you're a bad. It actually shows that you want, you went, took the initiative and were responsible enough. You got some extra lump sum of money or whatever the reason may be, and you went and you paid all your bills off so you don't have any debt anymore. It actually shows that you're more responsible even though your credit score lowers. Okay? Does that make sense to you? Now, given that, the same thing is going to happen if you discharge your debts to zero. The same thing is going to happen if you pay it with currency, Federal Reserve note unit credits out of your bank account, or whether you discharge it to zero. It's going to appear the same. It's going to lower, or what I said before, in my slang, I said it will mess up your credit report. It'll mess it up because it'll lower the number from, say, 700 to 650 or 660 or even 670, or maybe it'll only lower it 20 points. So go from 700, if you're at a 700, and maybe only drop it down to 680 or something like that. Okay? Or if you're at a 650 right now, maybe it'll lower it down to a 625. But it's going to lower the number. And you don't have as much open accounts. In order to get your credit score number to go up as high as possible, credit score number is basically a criteria of how well of a debt slave you are, how valuable you are going to be to the banks, and how much money they can fool you to extract from you over a long period of time. Do you understand that making minimum monthly payments instead of paying off all your cards and accounts, by making minimum monthly payments, you wind up paying the banks over the long run a lot more money, right? If you have a mortgage, by the time you pay it off in 30 years with the minimum payment schedule, you paid the house off over 2 to 3 times of what the original promissory note, sell the house, purchase the house from the buyer, at the closing, whatever that amount that you purchased the house for, you paid the bank 2 to 3 times the amount, sometimes more. And in order for the bank to get that 3 times the amount, and even maybe 4 times the amount, and maybe even 5 times the amount that you pay them, they want you to make the minimum monthly payments, not more than the minimum monthly payment. So if you make double, say if your mortgage payment every month is $700, and if you make double that, and you say, oh, we're gonna be good citizens and try to pay off our mortgage sooner and pay them $1,400. With the interest rate, the compounded interest rate and all that, the bank is not gonna get paid 3 to 4 times, 3 to 4-fold what the original promissory note was. They're gonna only get paid 1.5-fold. If you keep doing something like that. So they don't want that. So your credit score is going to go down if you make more than a minimum monthly payment. The shorter you keep the account open, they want your accounts to be open 30, 40, 50 years to life. That's why it's called a mortgage. Break down the word mort is French word for mortality. Gage is a pledge. These are French words. So mortgage is a death pledge. They want you to be forever in debt, never paying it off, just paying the minimum. So, the credit score number is just a reporting of how well of a debt slave you are. How much can we extract from this individual over the course of our life? How well are they falling in line to the scam? And can we get more money from this guy over the course of their life through making minimum payments, not double the minimum payments, or not paying their bills off? They don't want you to become debt-free. If you're debt-free on your credit report, you suck. You have a bad report card. You take your credit scores and go to your local bank and try to get a loan. You're not going to get a loan if you're debt-free. They want you to have debt, and they want to show a history of you making minimum payments. Because they look at it and say, oh, these people are paying more interest over the long run. And yes, introductory credit card offers are going to say no interest for 6 months. and different things like that, department store cards, but that's just an introductory offer. Over the course of your life, they're creating habits that you are charging your cards and making minimum payments. Even if there's no interest and that doesn't kick in for 12 months, whatever it is, eventually the contract that you sign allows them 12 months in the future or 6 months in the future to start kicking in the interest rates, to start kicking in adjustable interest rates, especially on mortgages, and then they can up the payments. And this may not, you know, this may, you may have low interest payments, you know, 2.9% on your mortgage for many, many, many years. But 10 years later, look what happens with the economy. You have, you know, some things that happen, like what happened in 2008. And all of a sudden, the minimum payment, the interest goes up, and the interest payments go up, and all of a sudden, your minimum mortgage payments that they're demanding from you double, and the interest goes up. And instead of it taking another 15 years, you're on track to 15 years from now, we'll have our mortgage paid off. Now it goes to 45 years from now, you have your mortgage paid off because the adjustable interest rates. You want to have a fixed. If you ever get a mortgage, you want to make sure that there's a fixed rate on the interest rate. Otherwise, it's a scam and it's designed to make it so that 10 years from now, 15 years from now, at some point before the mortgage is paid off, the interest rate goes so high, the economy has a downturn, a lot of people lose their jobs all in the same month, all in the same quarter of the year. And they can come in and foreclose on you and take your house from you. And the system is designed to do that on purpose so that people never have any assets. People never pay off their loans and release the liens and have free and clear title to their homes and their cars and different things like this. There's not so much a conspiracy against the cars because I mean, it's easy to pay off a car, but it's harder to pay off a home. So, or commercial building. Okay. So the plan is that people never pay these things off and never have any assets, and the rich keep the assets, and the 99% of us don't have any assets. That's the plan. So I'm sure many of you know that already, but this coming full circle to answering the question, I hope that some people who don't know these things were able to get some clarity and some information and some knowledge or take some notes or whatnot. And this is why when you discharge or just paying it off with Federal Reserve units, your credit score is going to be messed up or lower the report card score number, and it's going to be harder for you to get any loans and things. So if you want to get any additional loans, if your credit score is 700 or higher right now, and you still ha and you are paying your bills on time, you're not defaulted on any payments, you don't have any collection accounts in progress, your score is pretty good and it's 700 or more, well, now's the time. If you're going to throw away your cards, either discharge them or pay them off or just abandon them or just, you know, oh, we're not going to pay all this off, you know, if you look at your student loans and your credit cards and all the things in your credit report judgments, whatever, you say there's no way I'm going to pay this off. I'm going to either file bankruptcy or I'm going to do this discharge stuff if this actually works, or I'm going to just do something about it. Well, if your score is 700 or higher, I would say that this is the last chance that you have before you cut up your credit cards. Many people max them out and cash advance and get all the money out of them before they cut them up and throw them out. Some people don't because they don't know if they can really handle the consequences later on of having the debt be even higher. But if you're an expert like me, you don't care. If I had credit cards open and I was going to cut the cards up and be done with them and discharge them, you know, I would personally try to buy a lot of stuff until the card reaches its limit. But whatever is in your mindset and whatever your plan is, before you stop making your payments on time, that's the time to try to get another credit card or another loan. And so we do have a program for that. If you go to www.locfundingapplication.com, www.loc, line of credit, fundingapplication.com, there's a form on there that you could fill out, and it's really only for people with like a six, maybe like a 660 credit score or higher. We can help to do fix some things. Again, it's not me that does it, but I can refer you to a company, and they can, or you can do the do-it-yourself process if there's a couple of just collection accounts, charge-offs, things like that that you can do yourself. But we can try to bump your credit score up to a 700 or higher, because that's where it really needs to be in order to really get any loans or credit cards, and then you have another chance. But if you're going to throw away and cut up your cards and not use them anymore, you really don't have any chances of getting another loan or credit card for a very, 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 very long time, unless you buy a corporation that has good credit and then start operating through a corporation, okay? Or a trust. However, it's harder to get loans and credit cards for trusts. The banks see people that set up trusts as people who are trying to avoid, you know, paying bills, avoid paying taxes, asset protection. So they're not very helpful in getting loans and credit cards and working with trusts, but with corporations they are, and with corporations or LLCs, partnerships, that is a possibility. It's not a possibility, it's a reality. Okay, that's what I meant to say. It's a reality, is that banks give loans to corporations, they give credit cards to corporations, but you have to have a credit history, you gotta have assets, you gotta have these different things. So, you know, it may be 2 or 3 years until you're ready to get a $500,000 loan for a corporation. It may be a long-term strategy, but go to the website locfundingapplication.com and www.letsgetbusinesscredit.com and put your information into that website so you can stay tuned on our email list of future developments. But on those sites, it gives you a plan. And even if you can't execute the plan now, maybe you can execute the plan 6 months from now. Maybe you can execute the plan 2 years from now. You know, the most successful businesses, the most successful life decisions, financially or otherwise, come more of a long-term strategy. So the biggest key to failure in America is people that have a do it now, I want it now, I need immediate, now attitude. And there's a deficiency in people's thinking in America and elsewhere around the world of people planning in advance for things. The people that plan in advance for things, especially 2 years out or longer, are the people that are going to, 5 years from now, are going to be living the most luxurious, comfortable, stress-free lifestyles that you can possibly imagine. Whatever that dream is for you, whatever your dream lifestyle is, whether you want to be sailing on a yacht, whether you want to be having a high-rise penthouse with a wonderful view over the water, over the ocean, or over the bay, whether you want to be outside the United States, whether you want to be in, you know, a lot of people, I talk with a lot of people, they want to move to Costa Rica, or they want to move to Mexico, or they want to move to the Caribbean, and they want to have their own place, and they just want to be away from everything. And they want to be in love if they're not in love yet, or they want to be, they want to have a lot of stuff. Or they don't want to have a lot of stuff. They want to get rid of their stuff. They want to get rid of the house. They want to sell the house. They want to get rid of their stuff, and they just want to have a backpack. Some people just want to have a backpack and travel the world and not even have a home. And I don't want to pay rent. I don't want to pay an electric bill. I don't want to pay a water bill. I don't want to pay for garbage pickup. I just want to have freedom. I just want to have flexibility. I want to have freedom of movement. I just want to have a passport. I want to have no problems. I want to have no back taxes that I owe. I want to have no odds and ends and affairs that I never took care of. And I just want to leave the U.S. and I just want to leave America. I just want to travel the world. I just want to travel the world. And so, yeah, actually, there's some very interesting resources where you can travel the world. If you go to the Understand Contract Law and UWin.com website, click on the resources section on the right side. There's a link in the resources section that I believe I put up recently. There's a site that connects you to people all over the world. Okay, and I have a friend right now who's traveling the world as a couple, and they are going all around the world, and they have this whole, they have a whole network of places that this website set up for them, and they're traveling, they're going to Vietnam, and they're going to Japan, and they're going, you know, and they're traveling literally around the world in a circle for free. For free. There's, I forgot the name of the website, but it's under the resources section. There's a website where you go and you agree to volunteer on the farm or volunteer on the premises, and it's kind of like a combination between Airbnb and just being a personal assistant slash maid slash working on the farm slash working around the house. People will let you stay with them. Of course, they do background check and some things like that, I'm sure. But they will. There's this website that connects world travelers or wannabe world travelers with people that need help. People that need a little help around the house. So you can stay in someone's house for free. You just do the dishes. You make the dinner. You sweep the floors. You clean the car. You know, you wash their cars. You vacuum their pool. Whatever the case may be. You know, and it's not all rich people. It's, I mean, they got poor people in Vietnam. They just want you to work on, you know, work on the rice fields for, you know, 5 hours a day. And you can stay on their property for free and eat with them for free. So you could travel the world for free. But I'm sure a lot of you have some personal odds and ends and affairs that you would need to clear up first. So whatever your dream is, whatever your goal is, just try to plan a little bit more long-term thinking. And when it comes to credit reports and credit scores and getting business loans, the reason I focus on business loans is because they're usually a lot higher than personal loans, okay? And you need to have certain connections and you need to be able to get around certain things in order to get into certain underwriters' offices that are going to review certain things, and they have a relationship with people that I have a relationship with. So we can help with those areas in ways that you take your own, you know, business articles of incorporation and EIN number, you go down to your local bank, they're not going to give you a business loan in the same way that our contacts can get you a business loan. So it could be life-changing to get $100,000, to get $1 million, to get $2 million, to get $600,000, to get $350,000 on a credit card. No interest for 6 months, maybe. Or maybe not. Okay? But you need to understand the basics. You need to keep learning. You need to have a thirst for knowledge. You need to keep learning information and never be satisfied. You always need to be hungry for information, in my opinion. And I think that's why I am at the right place where I am now with all these amazing resources and contacts, because I just have always had a thirst for knowledge and I've never been satisfied. I've always been hungry for more knowledge. And I applaud everybody that all the people on our list that have that same attitude, because you're going to be successful. So anyways, look into planning in advance, check out the links, check out the applications, and we'll continue with more questions.